I can't help it, but every time I hear that gospel, the latter part of it, I can't help but thinking of that scene from Monty Python and the Holy Grail, which I trust some of you have seen. Monty Python and the Holy Grail, where King Arthur is going to fight the Black Knight, and he cuts off one of his arms, and the Black Knight is, ah, 'tis but a scratch. Cuts off the other arm. He's like, ah, 'tis but a flesh wound. And he keeps wanting to fight until his legs and his arms are all cut off. He's just this stump, kind of just wobbling there, wanting to fight. He's like, come over here, I'll bite you. Sorry, it's where my mind just goes with these things, so you just have to bear with it. Jesus says, though, in the gospel today, he's so direct and literal. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. If your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. If your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna. A lot of times you'll have that gospel passage and the homily begins with pointing out, well, Jesus isn't talking, you know, literally here of us going out and maiming ourselves, but I just want to hit the pause button on that for a second. Because there is a literalness to this. Like, he's speaking about spiritual death, eternal death. But when we look at this in terms of physical death, this is a reality. Like, if I go to the doctor with this incredible pain in my hand, and the doctor's like, Father Shea, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you have an infection, a cancer in your thumb, and we need to amputate your thumb, otherwise it's going to spread to the rest of your body. And I'm like, no, there's no way. I'm not going to look like Monsignor Richter. I'm keeping the thumb. No, of course not. You'd say, no, cut off the thumb. I wouldn't say, doctor, how can I live without my thumb? He'd be like, that's the whole point. You will live. And we know this, and we know people who have had to make that sort of choice as well, where there's something in their body which is infected, which is cancerous, and they have it removed so that it doesn't spread to the rest of the body and end up killing them. And so when Jesus speaks here, he's speaking in a very spiritual, literal way, that there's a death of the soul, which is an eternal death that can happen. And if you recognize there's something that's spiritually cancerous within you, cut it out. Let go of it before it affects the rest of your soul and kills you for eternity. But there's something even deeper than just the physical amputation, because you can cut out your tongue and still endlessly criticize your spouse. I bet you're capable of it. You could pluck out your eyes and you could still lust. And so there's something deeper that has to happen there. But Jesus, he's so direct in this gospel passage. There's a heaven. There's a hell. Nobody in the gospel speaks more clearly about what hell is like than Jesus does. And he does that in this passage. There's eternity with God, and there's eternity without God. And what you hold on to in this life, what you cling on to, will lead you to one or the other. That if I cling on to false gods or a sin in my life, or I cling on to a lie that I believe, whatever it might be, God's not going to come and rip it from me. God's not going to come and force himself upon me. He doesn't do that. Love isn't like that. But for me, in trust, to be able to let go of it, to cut it out of my life, this is what God desires to do. He doesn't want to take anything from you, guys. God doesn't want to take something from you. He wants to give you something. Grace is a gift. He wants to give something to us. And oftentimes we have to go through the thing of cutting something out of our life so that we're able to receive that, because it's this great dignity and beauty he's calling us to. It's like when you come in here in the mornings and you can see when the stained glass has the sun just shooting right through it. They're beautiful and they're shining. But if they were to be covered in mud where you couldn't see anything, they're still there, but the light isn't able to shine through them. They might as well not be there. But for them to be cleaned, for that mud to be scraped off of it, I could ask, if I were able to visit with you each one-on-one and you trusted enough, and I were able to ask you the one question, what's the one thing that you need to change in your life? I bet just about every person would be able to point to one thing. Just one thing that you need to change in your life. One thing that you need to cut out of it, that you need to let go of. And this is so far from just sort of theory. Just, okay, we're talking about this idea. People, and I can even see faces now, people who have done this. I spent 4 years in a college. You know, this college kid who, he would spend till 3-4 o'clock in the morning just playing video games. And he was wondering why he couldn't get up for his morning classes. He was addicted to them. He was addicted to it. And so for Lent that year, he came and he had the cord for his Xbox. He's like, Father, you have this. It's like, what do I want? He's like, it's the cord for my Xbox. You don't need the whole console, but I can't play it if you have this. He said it was pure hell for the first week, because he's like, what do I do with myself? But the end of Lent, he said, it changed his life, because he had just cut it out of his life altogether. Easter comes. I was like, do you want your cord back? No. But that's not always the case. We know, and I do it a lot, right? You finally do something in Lent, and it's amazing, and you're like, I have all this time. I feel more free. Easter comes. It's like, hey, how's that going? Well, I decided to go back to it, and, well, how's that going? Well, yeah. We do it all the time. Or a man who was just angry all the time, a dad. And he'd just get filled with this just real wrathful anger. And he said he was letting it out on his kids and his spouse, and he felt horrible because they didn't deserve it. I said, well, when are you most angry? He said, I'm fine in the mornings. Then I go to work. Then I work in a trucking job. And so I'm listening to talk radio throughout the day. And I come back and I'm pretty upset when I get back home. Sit down and watch cable news, and then I'm just pissed off. I said, well, what if you just cut all that out of your life? Well, Father, I mean, I got to stay up with the new, what's going on in the world. It's essentially, how am I going to live? That's the whole point. You'll live. Cut it out of his life for a while. Couldn't believe how much easier it was to be a better father, a better husband. He just wasn't ruled by this just anger that was there. A college girl who, she had one of her friends block all her social media accounts. She said she was pretty much shaking as her friend was doing this, because it felt like something was dying in her life. Well, something was dying in her life. She said by the end of it, she did this for Lent, she couldn't believe how much different her actual relationships were, like the face-to-face ones. How much less anxiety she had in her life. It's real. This isn't just some high-sounding idea that Jesus speaks about. I'll give you this last one. And I won't tell you if it was a grandmother or a grandfather, but they said, you know, big problem with gossiping. Oh, Father, I just gossip, and I hate to do it, but you know. I said, well, where do you gossip at? Well, we have this coffee club, and we get together, and I don't want to, but then somebody starts bringing somebody up, and I can't help, and before you know it, we're just gossiping about them. And I said, do you gossip anywhere else? Nah, not really. I said, well, what if you didn't go to the coffee club? To cut something out of your life when you know, okay, that's the source of what's killing the life inside of you. And so I'll just ask you that one question, because most every person has a pretty good idea. What's the one thing? Doesn't have to be anything huge, it might be, that you need to change, that you need to cut out of your life, that you're clinging on to, holding on to. It's keeping you from holding on, clinging on to Christ, and being able to shine with beauty. What's that one thing? Just throughout this Mass, just ask Jesus for the grace to let go of it, to cut it out of your life. It requires His grace to be able to do that, not just your strength. Ask Him to be able to do that, to not have fear, but instead to be able to experience the joy and the freedom that He desires to give you.